President said that you spoke with the Vice President Rodriguez and that she promised to do whatever the United States needs. But in her televised statement, she was pretty defiant, saying that Maduro is still president and that the Venezuelan people will no longer be slaves or the colony of an empire. That's a quote. What exactly did she say to you, and what comes next?
Well, we're not going to judge moving forward based simply on what's said in press conferences. We want to see action here at the end of the day. Rhetoric is one thing. You see rhetoric for a lot of different reasons. There's a lot of different reasons why people go on TV and say certain things in these countries, especially 15 hours or 12 hours after the person who used to be in charge of the regime is now in handcuffs and on his way to New York. So what I will say is moving forward, it's very simple. We're not going to be reactive here to statements at press conferences or what people say in a certain interview or what some media post somewhere. What we are going to react to is very simple. What do you do? Not what you're saying publicly. What happens? What happens next? Do the drugs stop coming? Are the changes made? Is Iran expelled? Is Hezbollah no longer able and Iran no longer able to operate against our interests from Venezuela? Does the migration pattern stop? The drug trafficking boats end? Do you deal with the ELN and the FARC, two narco-terrorist organizations who control territory and operate with impunity from the territory of Venezuela against the interests of Colombia and the United States? These are the things we want addressed. If they are addressed, that's how we'll judge it. If they're not addressed, that's how we'll judge it.
And what happens if they're not addressed?
Well, as I said, we retain all the options we had before this raid and this capture and this arrest was made. We continue. The quarantine is in place right now. If you are a sanctioned boat and you are headed towards Venezuela, you will be seized either on the way in or on the way out with a court order that we get from judges in the United States. We will continue to enforce our sanctions.